Reading is for everyone. Macomb Library for the Blind and Print Disabled at CMPL Winter 2023 Newsletter. Get the latest from NLS. Want to get the latest news and updates from the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled? NLS now hosts an email list that will include announcements about NLS programs, services, and products that might be of interest to patrons. New announcements will be posted to the list a few times a week. If you are interested in signing up for this email list, please send your name and email address to the Patron Engagement section at nlspes@loc.gov. You will be able to unsubscribe yourself from the list at any time. What would you read on a desert island? Join our Winter 2023 Winter Reading Contest. Pick three books that you would want to have with you if you were stranded on a desert island. We will send you those three books, and when you have finished reading them, call us and we will enter your name in a drawing for a prize. All ages are invited to participate. Two winners' names will be drawn at the end of the contest the week of April 10th. Congratulations to our summer reading contest winners, Sharon and Nanette. Free technology tutoring. Free tutoring to learn how to use your iPhone, iPad, or Windows-based computer with its built-in accessibility feature is available through our library. Call us to make an appointment with Marie. If your vision no longer allows you to see your device's screen clearly, Marie will show you how to use the technology that is already on your iPhone, iPad, or computer. Tutoring sessions are available in person or over the phone. Contact us. Phone 586-286-1580. Toll free 855-203-5274. Our email address, mlbpd@cmpl.org. Our website, www.cmpl.org/mlbpd. Staff is available Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Leave a message after 5 p.m. and we will return your call as soon as possible. Find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/mlbpdatcmpl. Programs built around you. Whether you are new to the Library for the Blind or a longtime member, we want to highlight our programs that are designed to offer access to information, social interaction, and support while making it easy for you to participate without leaving home. We recognize that transportation is a big issue for our patrons. Therefore, our programs only require you to call on your phone to participate. Whether you just listen in or interact is totally up to you. Here are our programs. Vision Network Group. This program can be called a support group, but we call it a networking group. We want people to feel empowered each time they meet, knowing that by talking or listening to other patrons who have low vision or are blind, gives others a sense that they can move forward by sharing experiences and solutions. This group meets on the third Monday of every month from 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. Call 607-374-1189 at 10 a.m. And when prompted for an access code, enter 465124, followed by the pound sign. It is just that easy to get connected with our group. For those of you who need some assistance getting connected to a phone number that requires a code, here are instructions on how to add this phone number to your smartphone contact list. Once you set this up, you can always use this contact to dial in. To enter the phone number and code into your contact list, key in 607-374 pound. This combination tells the phone to connect you to that phone number, and the two commas give the phone system time to actually answer your call. Then your phone will automatically enter the code with the pound sign at the end. No matter what kind of smartphone you have, you can program your access code into the contact this way. As you are entering the phone number in the contact list, there is a shift button on the display of the phone's number pad. Press the shift key when you need to enter a comma. You may need to press the shift key before entering each comma. While sighted assistance may be needed to set this up, the freedom from having to enter an access code every time is wonderful. Book discussion group. Our book group meets by phone the first Monday of every month, except when a holiday falls on that Monday. We have a different book to discuss each month, which we send you several weeks prior to the discussion. The following titles are planned for the months ahead. February 6th, A Farewell to Arms by Ernest Hemingway, DB 10857. March 6th, I Heard You Paint Houses by Charles Brandt, DB 59468. April 3rd, The Chain by Adrian McKinty, DB 95738. May 1st, We Should Hang Out Sometime by Josh Sundquist, DB 81263. June 5th, The House of Silk by Anthony Horowitz, DB 81256, also available in large print. To join this group, registration is required, so we send the book to you each month. Call 586-286-1580 for details. Story Phone for Grown-ups. Different short stories, poems, and excerpts are featured each week in this dial-up service. Call 586-226-5006 and press the number 4 on your phone to hear the grown-up option. This service is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please take advantage of these programs. We look forward to hearing from you. Macomb Blind Bowlers. The Macomb Blind Bowlers had their moment of fame when they were featured on a recent newscast on WDIV Local 4. We were so excited to see our patrons interviewed, letting the world know the joys of bowling. The Macomb Blind Bowlers are always looking for legally blind bowlers as well as sighted bowlers scorekeepers. The bowling season runs from September till mid-May. They bowl every Wednesday, starting at 11:45 a.m. at Fraser Lane, 33042 Garfield, just north of 14 Mile Road. If you know of anyone that is legally blind or a sighted bowler scorekeeper that is interested in joining or have other questions, feel free to call Carla, 586-465-2338. News to use. If you would like a copy of this newsletter in audio, please contact the Macomb Library for the Blind and we will add you to our list. Patrons, if it has been a long time since you've used our service, please call us to let us know if you would like to remain on the service. We are working on a project to contact patrons who have not ordered any materials from us in over 1 year. Patrons should try to use our library service at least once a year in order for your account to remain active. A Minute with Marie. Last time we chatted about making the most of whatever bit of technology you may have, whether it is the latest iPhone or the flip phone you may have had for years. As long as you use your device to the fullest, then you will always be in a position to help yourself. Today, I want to talk to you about something much more mundane, the Lowly rubber band. You can use the rubber band to quickly mark a number of things around the house, such as your toothbrush, a favorite spice or condiment, just to name a few. Does your home have a rack of toothbrushes for everyone in the family? Wrap a rubber band around yours and you will always be able to find it quickly. Do you have a favorite spice or seasoning that you like to use? Put a rubber band around that container and you can find it by touch. Clearly, this only works for one item. You will have to have a more extensive labeling system to identify each item. Put a rubber band around the salt shaker so you can find it quickly and not be surprised by a dinner that has not enough salt and way too much pepper. When I travel, I often have to take extra medication with me. I find it easy to add a rubber band around the pen injector that I am currently using so it is not confused with the new pen. I recently had surgery and came home with a bunch of new medications. I put a band on the bottle of pain meds so I could find that one quickly and without help. Most things around the house are easily identifiable to us by the shape of the container or their location in the house, but sometimes that extra identifier is a quick and easy way to find exactly what you are looking for. Another cheap solution is bump dots. These can be used as a more permanent identifier for a microwave button, the start button for the stove, the on and off buttons on a treadmill. You can get a set on Amazon, 106 dots in assorted shapes and colors for under $10. You can also use things like safety pins to identify items like certain pieces of clothing as well. I use safety pins to pair my earrings together so I don't have to waste time searching for the matching one. Another inexpensive solution is puff paint. Long used by crafters for creative t-shirts, you know it will hold up. I use this to mark the fill line for water on my coffee maker, as well as other fill lines on measuring cups and such. Again, you can't go crazy with this, but a well-marked line can come in handy. See how you can improve your surroundings by using some of these solutions in your home. Next time, we will talk about some of the labeling systems that are available for purchase and can be used with or without a smartphone. Association of Bookmobile and Outreach Services Annual Conference. Notes from Barb. In early October, I attended the Association of Bookmobile and Outreach Services, ABOS, conference in Scottsdale, Arizona. The ABOS conference is an inclusive organization that celebrates all forms of library outreach. The conference was a perfect opportunity for me to network, learn, and share program ideas with other outreach librarians across the country and internationally. I had the privilege of being a speaker at the conference where I presented information about the Adaptive Technology Lending Program. While in Scottsdale, I met many librarians and paraprofessionals who were dedicated in ensuring that everyone in their community had access to library services. The highlight of the conference was the bookmobiles. Several librarians drove their library's bookmobile to the conference, and I got the chance to go inside and check them out. The bookmobiles were equipped with Wi-Fi access, built-in flat-screen televisions, circulating laptops, books, and much more. Each bookmobile exterior had its own unique design, which typically included the library's name, logo, and a library theme image. During a conference luncheon, I met a librarian from New Jersey who delivers a children's library books on a bike. Overall, I was deeply moved by how librarians will go to any lengths to provide books, technology, programs, and services to their community. New lending programs. In the new year, the Adaptive Technology Lending Program will become two new programs, the Circulating Adaptive Technology and Wi-Fi Hotspot by Mail Lending Programs. Both are reserved for MLBPD patrons to ensure that the disability community has access to a wide variety of adaptive technology, including Echo Dots, iPods, and Wi-Fi hotspots. Anyone who is interested in becoming an MLBPD patron will need to complete an application for library service in order to check out the adaptive technology. For information on how to become an MLBPD patron, or if you are already a patron and would like additional information about the lending programs, please contact us at 586-286-1580 or email us at mlbpd@cmpl.org. Adaptive technology includes Wi-Fi hotspot, Echo Dots, Echo Shows, iPod Touch devices, Fire 10 HD tablets, and Bluetooth headphones. Adaptive Technology Lending Program Results. In August 2021, MLBPD was awarded a Library of Michigan's Improving Access to Information Grant. Grant funding allowed the MLBPD Outreach Librarian to develop a new library program called the Adaptive Technology Lending Program, ATLP. The ATLP provided technology and training to local organizations in Macomb County. The following are the results from the program. The MLBPD Outreach Librarian gave a total of 8 presentations about the ATLP, and 2 senior residences participated in the 3-week program. 3 different evaluation surveys were distributed to seniors who participated in the program: a pre-evaluation survey, post-instruction survey, and post-program evaluation survey. The post-instruction survey included required questions from the Library of Michigan. The following are the questions and participants' answers that were taken from the post-instruction survey. Question 1. I learned something by participating in the library activity. Strongly agree, 4. Agree, 4. Neutral, 0. Disagree, 0. Strongly disagree, 0. Question 2. I feel more confident about what I learned. Strongly agree, 3. Agree, 4. Neutral, 0. Disagree, 0. Strongly disagree, 0. Question 3. I intend to apply what I just learned. Strongly agree, 4. Agree, 3. Neutral, 0. Disagree, 0. Strongly disagree, 0. Question 4. I am more aware of resources and services provided by Macomb Library for the blind and print disabled. Strongly agree, 3. Agree, 3. Neutral, 1. Disagree, 0. Strongly disagree, 0. Question 5. I am more likely to use other library services and resources. Strongly agree, 2. Agree, 3. Neutral, 2. Disagree, 0. Strongly disagree, 0. Kathy's Choice. My source of good reading titles to share continues to grow. For this newsletter, I have pulled 2 recently read titles worthy to share with others because it stimulates thought and adds to one's experience of character and time period. Freshwater Road by Denise Nicholas is a novel with Detroit and University of Michigan ties. Main character Celeste Tyree, a sophomore at U of M, joins a Freedom Summer group in Mississippi, helping with voter registration. Celeste started her journey very naive about conditions in the South and was forever changed. The novel's a great coming-of-age story, adding insight into a struggling time in our history. The author, Denise Nicholas, an American actress, writer, and social activist, was involved in the civil rights movement and was born in Detroit. Like our main character, her college education included University of Michigan. Freshwater Road was a very rich, entertaining read, and I highly recommend it. My second recommendation is The Night Watchman by Louise Erdrich. This book is the 2021 winner of the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction. The author's grandfather worked as a night watchman while carrying the fight against Native dispossession from North Dakota to Washington, D.C. In this fiction story, it is 1953, and the main character, Thomas Washusk, is the night watchman at the jewel-bearing plant located near the Turtle Mountain Reservation in North Dakota. He and other tribal council members see the new emancipation bill before Congress as a termination that could cause Native Americans to lose all rights to land and identity. The story revolves around his fight for local support and describes many interesting characters who would have a lot to lose if the bill passed in Washington. Louise Erdrich is known as a gifted writer of contemporary Native American novels. If you read her story, you will find that the characters will remain in your heart for a good long while. More than books. Don't forget that MLBPD is more than just books and downloadable items. There are many unique items that are available to check out. Many of you know that we have a variety of magnifiers available, but did you know that we also have large board games? If you're a Scrabble lover, we have an oversized board just for you. Give us a call at 586-286-1580 to learn more about the unique items that are available. Lions Blind Low Vision Outreach Committee of District 11-A1. The Lions Outreach Committee has used assistive technology, AT, that they can offer to you at no charge through their recycle program. They have a variety of magnifiers and items for daily tasks for blind and low vision users. If they do not have what you need, they can help look for it or direct you to other recycling programs. Items will be distributed through your local Lions Club. For information, contact Kathy McAdam at 313-563-1412 or email mcmcadam@gmail.com. The Henry Ford Virtual Verbal Description Program. The Henry Ford Museum, along with Greenfield Village, has long been a Michigan treasure. Many of us have had the opportunity to visit at one time or another during our lives. Now, the Henry Ford brings exhibits and collections to you via their virtual verbal description program. Virtual verbal description programs with detailed descriptions of images are offered throughout the year via a web link or a call-in phone number. A curator from the Henry Ford verbally describes items within a featured exhibit and gives context and background to the collection, making for a very informative and enjoyable presentation. And the best part is, you are listening to this program right from your own home. To listen to some of the past programs, please go to our library's website, www.cmpl.org/MLBPD, and scroll down to Recorded Online Events to access any of the links there. To learn more about future programs, you can email the Henry Ford at accessibility@thehenryford.org. These programs are free, but reservations are required. National Library Service Highlights of 2022. Our National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, NLS, is always working to provide the best service for our patrons. Here is a recap of 2022. NLS added 8,856 talking books and 478 braille books to its collection. NLS received 1,375 audiobooks and 567 braille books in 14 languages from its Marrakesh Treaty partners in 2022. NLS is working on a new technology, such as smart speaker app, that will use voice commands to connect to BARD as well as a next generation talking book player with internet connectivity. We look forward to the new year and wish all our patrons a great start to 2023. A few facts about BARD. For our Bard users, did you know that if you are listening to a book series that is currently ongoing, Bard lets you subscribe to that series so that when a new book is added, Bard will automatically place it on your wish list. The same holds true for magazines on Bard. Please go to the following link, https://www.youtube.com/watch?v=x83odxxqusm, where you can listen to a tutorial from the National Library Service on how to subscribe. You can also call us at the library for these instructions. Another Bard fact. Patrons are allowed to download up to 100 books in a 30-day period. Downloading more than 100 in this time period could result in getting an error message. If you keep your downloads to under 100 titles a month, you should be fine. Finally, to remain active on Bard, you need to log in once every 6 months so your account does not become inactive. If you are having trouble logging into Bard and it has been more than 6 months since you last logged in, please call the library and we can reactivate your account. For any patron not on Bard but interested in what Bard, the Braille and Audio Reading Download Service, is all about, please contact us at the library, 586-286-1580. The Many Faces of Bard. The National Library Service offers a monthly program called The Many Faces of Bard, the Braille and Audio Reading Download. This program will occur on the second Thursday of every month at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. It will last for 1 hour and covers one aspect of Bard usage. Each program will start with a brief presentation. The remainder of the time will be spent answering questions about the presentation or other questions related to Bard usage. NLS will announce the topic for the next presentation at the end of each program. These sessions are open to all patrons. They can be joined by Zoom or by phone. Call 586-286-1580 for details or visit https://www.loc.gov/nls/about/services/many-faces-of-bard. Music Notes Blog. Have you discovered the NLS Music Notes blog? It's for and about patrons and creators who want, need, or provide the special format music in Braille, audio, and large print offered by the NLS Music section. Blog posts showcase NLS's world-renowned music collection with news about recent editions, articles about blind and low-vision musicians and music Braille transcribers, and features current music events and activities. New posts appear every Thursday. To read any of the more than 400 archived posts or to subscribe to future posts, visit https://blogs.loc.gov/nls-music-notes. Reader Recommendations. Alice Radcliffe recommends Hunting Trips of a Ranch Man by Theodore Roosevelt, two complete volumes from 1885 and 1893, respectively, record Roosevelt's adventures tracking grizzly bears in the Dakota Badlands and his appreciation of the wilderness, portrays the land, the people, and the animals he encountered. Alice says this is a very interesting book as Roosevelt talks about cowboys and their system and how that translates into getting along with people in daily life. 24 hours, 48 minutes, DB 53550. Lawrence Robbins recommends several books to share with our readers. One Summer, America 1927 by Bill Bryson, chronicles the events of 1927 during Calvin Coolidge's presidency, highlights newsmakers Charles Lindbergh, Babe Ruth, and Al Capone, anarchists and flappers, the deadly Mississippi River flood, the first talking movies, and the actions that set the stage for the 1929 global economic crash. Lawrence says this book is like getting into a time machine. 20 hours, 45 minutes. DB 77749. Krakatoa, the day the world exploded, August 27, 1883, by Simon Winchester, chronicles the most devastating volcanic event in modern recorded human history, a cataclysmic eruption near Java in the Indian Ocean that killed 36,000 people, explains some of the disaster's political, religious, economic, psychological, and scientific consequences. Lawrence notes that there is a lot of history in this book, good for history buffs. 14 hours, 53 minutes. DB 55879. My Life in Three Acts by Helen Hayes. The grand dame of American theater appropriately describes her life in terms of three acts. In the first, she is strongly influenced by her mother and then by her husband. In the second, after her husband's death, she realizes she alone is responsible for herself. And in the third, she relates the time since her retirement from the theater. Many noted personalities play cameo roles in all three acts. For Lawrence, this book brought back memories of the musicals he attended as a child at the Fisher Theater when the cost for a student ticket was only $6. 8 hours, 6 minutes, DB 32381. Black Sun by Owen Matthews. In 1960s Russia, KGB officer Major Alexander Vasin must leave Moscow to investigate the murder of a young nuclear physicist. He travels to top secret research city Arzamas 16. The resident's work is given such priority that, unlike the rest of the Soviet Union, they may think, act, and love as they wish. Lawrence mentions this book reminded him of his childhood when he had to do the duck and cover drills in school to prepare students for a nuclear attack. An interesting novel. 12 hours, 56 minutes. DB 96526. The Wright Brothers by David McCullough details the lives of Brother Wilbur, 1867 to 1912, and Orville, 1871 to 1948, and their development of the first working airplane, describes their early lives in Dayton, Ohio, work on airplanes, and the influence of their sister, Catherine. Lawrence says listening to the book is like taking a grand tour of Europe, as the story includes the Wright brothers' trip to Europe to sell their airplane to overseas companies. 11 hours, 54 minutes, DB 82175. Phyllis Gramza recommends The Moon is Down by John Steinbeck. Steinbeck's tale describes life in an anonymous, peace-loving European village after it is invaded by the Germans in World War II. Although the population includes traitors and collaborators, the patriots prevail by destroying the enemy's morale. Steinbeck is Phyllis's favorite author, and this book is so different from his regular works that it will throw Steinbeck fans for a loop. The novel contains a whole series of ideas that make you ponder. Phyllis also suggests that patrons access the Steinbeck Center website to learn more about the author, www.steinbeck.org. 4 hours, 41 minutes, DB 53392. Phyllis also recommends Plato's The Republic by Plato, translated into English by B. Jowett. Classic dialogues Socrates and his friends concerning justice in man and the state, the Platonic theory of ideas and concepts of nature, poetry, and philosophy. Phyllis says to peruse this work for food for thought. Plato has interesting thoughts on women and society and expectations that you have of those governing you, that they love the country and this is what they are working at. 13 hours, 25 minutes, DB 50843. Staff picks from around the state. In the mood for a good Western? Here are some recommendations from Michigan's Libraries for the Blind staff. Riders of the Purple Sage by Zane Grey, DB 49208. True Grit by Charles Portis, DB 44219. Canyon of Bones by Richard Wheeler, DB 67614. Vengeance Road by Aaron Bowman, DB 94848. Thundering Herd by Zane Grey, DB 52805. My Antonia by Willa Cather, DB 13491. The Gunslinger by Stephen King, DB 104755. Part of the Dark Tower series, which is a sci-fi western. Patron Corner. The National Library Service, NLS, hosts the Patron Corner, which provides an opportunity for patrons to learn more about various services directly from NLS staff. The program will be interactive, last for 1 hour, and have a designated topic of discussion. The sessions run 4 times a year. The next session is on Monday, March 13th at 7 p.m. For more information on how to join, please call the library or follow this link to the NLS website, https://www.loc.gov/nls/about/services/patron-corner. NLS e-reader update. The National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, NLS, met with Michigan's Regional Library and Advisory and Outreach Centers, AOCs, throughout the state of Michigan via Zoom on Friday, December 2nd, 2022, to discuss the latest update on the NLS Braille e-reader, otherwise known as a refreshable Braille display. Mark Santagello, NLS Chief, Patron, and Network Engagement, announced in the meeting that the companies who are building the e-readers are currently experiencing a delay in production due to the chip shortage. Mark does not know when the e-readers will become available, but when they do, he will work closely with Scott Norris, manager of the Braille and Talking Book Library in Lansing, to help distribute the e-readers to patrons across Michigan who have requested to receive one. If you are interested in receiving a Braille e-reader or would like more information about the device, contact us at 586-286-1580 or email us at mlbpd@cmpl.org. MLBPD does not endorse any services or websites outside of its own library that may be referred to in this newsletter. Please call the MLBPD for your questions and comments at 586-286-1580 or toll-free 855-203-5274. The Macomb Library for the Blind and Print Disabled is a public service of Macomb County. The library is located at 40900 Romeo Plank Road, Clinton Township, Michigan, 48038. This concludes the reading of our Winter 2023 newsletter. Please return this newsletter in the mail so that we may be able to use it for our next seasonal newsletter. Thank you.